This is Hassan, HSSA and Saad, SAAD, dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed. Date of service is January 22nd, 2013. Patient's name is Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K. Last name is Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Date of birth is 07-15-1969. Primary care physician is Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Bully, B-U-L-L-Y. Address is 4160 John R. Suite number 804, Detroit, Michigan, 48201. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note, next paragraph. Reason for visit, follow-up, next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Knight in our cardiology clinic today, who you know well is a 43-year-old gentleman with a past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes, mellitus for the past 12 years. On today's visit, patient presents for a follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of a lower extremity edema that has been persistent for the past several months. The patient also states that he has lower extremity numbness and symptoms of claudication. The patient has experienced lower extremity edema despite the use of compression stockings and leg elevation. The patient also states that he has had symptoms of orthopnea and PND.
Next Friday?
In addition, he states that he has been experiencing several episodes of vomiting of white foam. About one episode per day or every other day. This vomiting is associated with a substernal / epigastric pain. On today's visit, the patient denies syncope or presyncope, and patient denies any dizziness or lightheadedness. Period. The next paragraph, past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, diabetes. Next paragraph, surgical history, significant for cataract removal. Next paragraph, social history, patient denies any history of the use of any tobacco, alcohol, or illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history, significant for diabetes, mellitus, and sister and father, and peripheral artery disease and father. Next paragraph. Current medications, number one, promethazine 25 milligrams PRN every 8 hours. Number two, multivitamins, one tablet daily. Number three, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams per oral every 12 hours. Next number, tamsulosin, TAMSULOSIN, 0.4 milligrams BID. Next number, furosemide, 40 milligrams per oral every 12 hours. Next number, spironolactone, 100 milligrams per oral daily. Next number, lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. Next number, omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Next number, Lantus insulin, 100 units. Next number, hydralazine, 25 milligrams, Q8 hours. Next number, aldactone. Next paragraph, diagnostic tests. Number one, EKG, a ventricular rate of 79 beats per minute. Shows left axis deviation. Sinus rhythm. Left ventricular hypertrophy with TV abnormalities. Overall assessment of the EKG is that of a normal EKG. Abnormal EKG. Next, number is cardiopharmacogenomics test done. Buccal swab test done on 7/24/2012. Findings indicate it is a intermediate metabolizer of CYP452C19. Normal metabolizer of CYP452C9. Period. Low warfarin sensitivity. Period. Normal metabolizer of CYP453A4. Period. Normal metabolizer of CYP453A5. Period. Next paragraph. Please insert the physical exam before diagnostic test. Physical exam, vital signs. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure was 163 over 98, pulse was 75, weight was 226 pounds, height is 6 feet 1 inches tall. Please copy paste normal physical exam template with the exception of extremities on lower, on extremity exam, bilateral lower extremity edema plus 4. Period. End of physical exam. Again, please enter physical exam before diagnostic investigations. Then after diagnostic investigations, it's next paragraph assessment and plan. Number one is hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 163 over 98. The patient is currently on lisinopril and carvedilol therapy. On last visit, the patient's blood pressure is 198 over 102. And, therefore, on the current visit and previous visit, his blood pressure has been out of desired range. On today's visit, we have recommended for him to increase the dosage of carvedilol from 3.125 milligrams to 6.25 milligrams every 12 hours. In addition to his medications, we have also recommended the patient obtain a renal ultrasound due to his resistant hypertension that is still occurring despite being medicated for. In the meantime, we have advised him to adhere to a low salt and low fat diet with, and have also recommended him to a primary care physician to follow up with and to be seen to ensure tight blood pressure control. Next number, diabetes mellitus. The patient has been diagnosed with diabetes mellitus for about 12 years. He is currently on insulin therapy. On today's visit, we have recommended for him to obtain a blood test, including an HbA1c. We have also recommended for him to continue on his current medications and to follow up with a primary care provider to ensure tight glycemic control with a goal of HbA1c less than 6.5. Next number. Lower extremity edema. On today's visit, the patient's Physical exam was significant for bilateral lower extremity edema. On further questioning, the patient states that he has had lower extremity edema for the past several months. The patient states that the use of diuretics has not provided any significant benefit. On today's visit, we have recommended a venous ultrasound of the lower extremities due to the persistent edema to rule out any venous insufficiency. Patient has been advised to continue with constant leg elevation and continue wearing compression stockings that he was prescribed on his last visit. We will follow up with the patient when these results are returned. Next number, coronary artery disease screening. On today's visit, the patient's complaining of shortness of breath and dyspnea on exertion. The patient has many known risk factors for coronary artery disease, including age, malignant hypertension, history of diabetes, and including family history. On today's visit, we have recommended for the patient to obtain stress test. The patient is unable to exercise due to his shortness of breath and lower extremity edema. Therefore, we will perform a percentine MPI nuclear stress test to better assess patient's coronary function. At this time, we have recommended the patient to continue on his current antihypertensive medications and to follow up with his primary care physician. We will follow up with the patient when these results are returned. Next number. Shortness of breath. Patient has a history of shortness of breath, including paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea and orthopnea. Patient states that he is unable to lie flat at night and usually sleeps sitting upright. Patient also has a known history of hypertension, which has not been manage with medication. Patient has a known history of lower extremity edema. On today's visit, we have recommended for the patient to obtain a 2D echo due to his persistent episodes of shortness of breath, and in addition to his known risk factors for congestive heart failures, including hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and age. On today's visit, we have also recommended for the patient to continue on his current medical regimen that he's using to treat his hypertension and his diabetes. We will follow up with the patient when these results are returned. Period. Next number. A lower extremity pain. On today's visit, the patient states that accompanied with his lower extremity edema is lower extremity tightness and pain in his lower lower legs more prominent and the calf muscles bilaterally. Patient states he has had a long history of pain and is unable to walk long distances due to the pain at this time. He is considered a Rutherford class 3. On today's visit, we have recommended the patient to obtain a segmental ABI in order to assess any stenosis or underlying reasons of his claudication. We will follow up with this patient when these results are returned. Period.
I understand you want to be
next.
This is one.
Paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Knight. Our phone number has been provided to him to call us with any questions or concerns. At this time, he has been referred to see Dr. Angela Bully, B-U-L-L-Y, as his primary care physician. We'll see Mr. Knight back in our cardiology clinic in 4 weeks' time. In the meantime, he has been advised to follow up with his primary care physician to ensure his continuity of care. Next paragraph, thank you very much. Hassan, or sincerely, Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, Saad, S-A-A-D, medical student, dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed with all board certifications. This is end of dictation.